Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Life Behind Home Plate podcast. I'm your host, John, and here on this podcast, we peel back the mask and give you the real stories, the raw emotion, and the hidden truths about what it's like to be the one making the calls when the crowd is roaring and the stakes are high. Like I said, I'm your host, John. I'm an umpire. I'm a story collector. And yes, I'm the guy who has tossed a few folks out of the game. And today, we're talking about ejections. That's right. The moments where tensions boil over, where managers kick dirt, where players forget there's a line, and when we, as the umpires, have to enforce it. Now, let me tell you something right off the bat. Pun fully intended. No umpire wants to eject someone. Contrary to popular belief, we're not out here looking to toss people for fun. Ejecting someone means the game just got harder. It means emotions are running high, and it normally means the fans are probably about to go nuclear. But sometimes, it's absolutely necessary. Now, the one thing about ejections is that they don't come out of nowhere, usually. There's a dance to it. A slow burn. It starts with a bad call, or more accurately, a call that someone thinks is bad. You tend to see the manager start pacing in the dugout. The player shakes their head for just a little too long. The coach starts chirping from the dugout, and then boom, they cross a line. Now, let me be clear. I've got thick skin. You can question my call. You can show some frustration, but the moment that you make it personal, the moment you show me up in front of everyone, now that's when we got a problem. Now, I remember the first time that I ended up dumping a coach. I remember he was arguing my strike zone, which, if you know baseball, you know that's a no-go. You can't argue balls and strikes. So as an umpire between innings, he came out to argue the calls. And I said, "Coach, look, listen. We're not doing this." I gave him the look. I gave him a warning. And then he turns to me and says, "Fine, John, I'll just let you keep ruining this game." And that was it. I calmly pointed my finger and just pointed towards the parking lot. And I said, "Coach, you're done." Now, here's the thing. There is an art to a good ejection. And one of the biggest mistakes that we make as umpires, and if you're new to umpiring, this is key to the art of a good ejection. You have to stay composed. There can be no theatrics, no shouting match. This isn't a reality show. It's a baseball game. The best ejections are the ones that are used to defuse the situation, not escalate it. Now, you should be ejecting someone because of facts. They did something that crossed the line. They did something that was unsporting, and they need to be removed from the game. If you try to get into a pissing match with the coach, if your ejection is to show up the coach, then you've just made your day a lot harder and a lot longer. One of my favorite sayings that a major league umpire once told me, Jim Joyce, he said, "You have to give the coach enough rope to hang themselves." Again, ejections are not reactionary. We get into trouble when our ejections become reactionary. When, "Oh gosh, this coach said something nasty. I'm going to dump him. I'm going to show him up." Every time I need to eject a player, I am calm. I take a deep breath. I literally inhale through my nose, exhale through my mouth, and I just give a real simple point. It's not the 1980s baseball style where I take two jumps and a skip and just toss the coach with an overhand. No, it's simple. It's letting the coach know that, listen, you've crossed a line. You can't do that. But I'm not going to play into your theatrics. Because if you let your ego get involved with your ejections, you've lost control of that game. It doesn't matter if the ejection is valid. The moment you let your ego get involved, you are in trouble. Now, let's not kid ourselves. Sometimes the coach wants to make it a show. Sometimes the coach, and I've had this before, wants to get tossed to fire up his team. I've even had managers that have whispered, "Thanks, Blue," as they've walked off after I dumped them. But here's the thing about it. I'm not going to get caught up in their game. If they cross a line, the ejection will look the same. It's just a real simple, real easy point to the parking lot, and you're done. And then I turn around and I go back to home plate to write down the inning and when the ejection took place. Now, another thing that we have to talk about with ejections. Ejections are boundaries. It's respect. It's safety. If someone threatens the integrity of the game or the safety of the players, then they're gone. A racist comment, you're gone. Threatening behavior, you're done. Spitting, throwing equipment at us as umpires, or anything that crosses the ultimate line, you're done. But the key to this is to know your boundaries before they are infringed upon. Tying in with the first point of, that we don't make ejections emotional, I have an idea. I know what are the automatic "you're done" words. If a coach makes a personal attack, "John, you're ruining the game," I know right away that they're done. If a player blows up another player, if they try to harm him, I know right away. I'm not processing, "Oh, well, you know, I think that probably should be an ejection. Oh, well, maybe that could be." I have in my mind a very clear and concise line, a clear and concise boundary that I have for respect of the game, safety of the game, integrity of the game. And if the coaches or players cross that line, then they're done. Now, this is where we as umpires have to get better, because there are umpires that will be chewed on for hours. I've seen an umpire get completely yelled at, screamed at, and he did nothing. I've also seen an umpire where a coach was trying to ask a genuine question, and all of a sudden, the umpire reacted and he dumped the coach. We as umpires need to have a better understanding about the boundaries of the game. Ejections are very similar to the strike zone. Now, everyone's strike zone is going to be a little different. I don't disagree with that. I'm okay with that. But we don't do the game a service. We don't give coaches a service if we all have crazy boundaries for ejections. It's not fair to a coach that one game they can yell and scream and call us names and say we're awful, and the next game they can't ask us a question. So we as umpires, I think this is a huge growing edge for us, need to understand and need to be clear what our boundaries are and then properly adjudicate them. Because again, we're not doing the game a service. We're not doing coaches a service. If one game they can yell and scream and kick dirt and call us names, and the next game they can't come out and ask a question. Now, the hardest part of ejections is knowing when not to eject. Not every argument needs a climax. Sometimes you give the warning, you let the moment pass, you let cooler heads prevail, and you move on. I've seen too many umpires eject too quickly, and this move can ruin a game. The rhythm's gone. The respect is lost. You have to read the moment. You have to read the crowd, the energy, the tone, and you have to be the adult in the room. Even when you're dealing with adults acting like children, you need to know when the proper time is to eject. You need to know the proper time to give a warning. And sometimes you just have to let it bounce off you. So here are some closing thoughts for us today. Ejections are a part of the job. Now, they're not the point of the job, but our role as umpires is to protect the game, to protect the players, and to protect the integrity of what happens between the lines. So the next time you see the finger and hear the words, "You're done," know that there's more to the story. There's a calm before the storm, and there's a responsibility that comes after it. Now, thanks for listening to the Life Behind Home Plate podcast. If you've got a favorite ejection story, whether you were the one getting tossed or the one that was doing the tossing, send it in. I'd love to hear from you. And until next time, keep your eye on the ball, your heart in the game, and your voice just loud enough to stay on this side of the line. This is John signing out from behind home plate.